This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Walking into your home, and there on the kitchen table is a lovely vase filled with flowers from the local nursery. They're wonderful, certainly, but have you thought about growing your own cut flower garden? This is the garden where you don't feel guilty cutting that flower to bring inside. It won't ruin the look you've achieved in your landscape. This garden should be in full sun at the rear of your property if possible. A garden where you don't mind picking the flowers. If you don't have much room, how about planting in large containers to pluck a few flowers from? Are you looking for large solitary blooms like sunflowers, zinnias, or coneflowers? Or maybe a multitude of smaller flowers like penta or verbena? You can include perennials, grasses, shrubs, and bulbs too. I have some wonderful suggestions. These are new for 2018. Who doesn't love the smell of lilacs? Plant the new First Edition's Virtual Violet. This new shrub has shiny violet new leaves, deep purple stems, raspberry purple buds, and fragrant violet flowers. And get this, the leaf petioles remain violet well into summer. The habit is upright instead of rounded and compact. Pro-cut White Knight Sunflower is simply stunning, and there's no pollen to stain tablecloths. The flowers are a creamy pale yellow, almost white with a dark center. To avoid insect damage, they encourage harvesting blooms just as they begin to open and storing them until they open to the desired appearance. And one more, the Tartan Dahlia. Tartan's enormous two-tone flowers will be the talk of your garden this summer. The blossoms are a gorgeous blend of deep burgundy and snowy white, with some petals solid and others striped. Just a few stems makes a stunning arrangement. I have pictures and more on GardenBite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.